Yesterday was a grim day if you care about stopping the migration of giant Asian carp into the Great Lakes. First, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to issue a preliminary injunction closing two navigation locks in Illinois that separate carp-infested waters from Lake Michigan. Within hours, word came that even if the court had complied, it might have been a case of closing the aquatic barn door after the fish had swum through it. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced that new tests revealed that the carp are probably already in Lake Michigan. Asian carp DNA was found in water samples near the Chicago shoreline. It would be easy enough to look at those two developments and reach the conclusion that the lakes are doomed, as is the hugely profitable commercial and sport fishing industry they support. That's because Asian carp are the equivalent of aquatic crabgrass, sucking up most of the available nutrition from the water wherever they manage to establish a breeding population. They are large, up to 100 pounds, ugly, and eat up to one-fifth their body weight in plankton every day. That means they starve out most native species of fish. They also intimidate swimmers, water skiers, and boaters, since one variety likes to jump out of the water and into people, sometimes causing serious injuries. We should have seen this coming. In fact, we did. Asian carp escaped from fish farms into the Mississippi River in the 1980s and have been migrating north for years, but nobody did much about it. Not till the last few weeks, anyway, when first the governor, then Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox, sounded the alarm. However, all may not be lost. Governor Jennifer Granholm did exactly the right thing when she learned that the Supreme Court wouldn't close the locks. She immediately joined other Great Lakes governors in calling for a White House summit. President Obama opposed closing the locks, evidently on the grounds that it would have been too costly to the economy. But he should be taking the lead in helping his fellow Great Lakes residents craft a solution. In a way, the Supreme Court ruling might have been a blessing in disguise. Closing the locks would have been a temporary solution at best and might have lulled us in the dangerous complacency. Now, everyone's going to have to scramble to figure out how to meet this menace. The good news is that even if a few carp are in Lake Michigan, that doesn't mean they have an established breeding population. Not yet, anyway. Some years ago, some fool put a few Asian carp in the Lake Erie, but they died out. To breed, the fish need to be able to find each other. Yesterday, the Deputy Regional Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated it would take several hundred fish to reach a critical mass. There still may be time to stop that from happening. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans to use nets and electricity to fight the carp in the areas where they found their DNA. There are other measures that can be taken if everyone's willing to work together. The philosopher Edmund Burke said the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. That's exactly where the carp have been winning up to now. Let's hope that enough of us are finally willing to take on these fish.